We recited Surah Maryam and Surah Taha. We started Surah Al-Anbiya. The discussion there in Surah Maryam about, you know, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how He manifests His signs through His rahmah. And here we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His rahmah on those people who sometimes choose to remain quiet and not talk. We live in a culture where if you don't talk, you're seen as stupid. We just love talking the whole day. Some of us probably talk in our sleep also. We just talk and talk and talk. And if you don't have a conversation about nothing over food, then it is a boring dinner. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about not talking, not speaking, and how Allah shows His rahmah through not speaking. Yeah, the first is the Zakariya alayhi salam, when Allah informs him that at an old age, Allah is going to give him and his wife a child. So Zakariya says, "Qala Rabbi ij'alni aya." Allah, my Lord, give me a sign. Allah says, "Ayatuka la tukallimu an-nas thalath ayyam illa ramza." That the sign of this dua of yours being accepted, and the sign that you're going to get a child, is that you will not be speaking to people for 3 days. So on the back of remaining quiet, Allah gives now Zakariya a child. See the barakah of not speaking? Sometimes it helps to follow the sunnah, you know. Talking all the time is, in the language of the ulama, a sign of great stupidity. Anyway, it's called miktharul kalam in Arabic. We don't have any. Here, Zakariya, he couldn't speak. 3 days, illa ramza, except sign language, which shows that sign language was an art in those days also. They knew the sign language. Ramz, not ishara, ramz. Ramz is a specific language, is a code. So if you want to communicate with people for 3 days, then you'll have to do it through sign language, but you can't speak, you can't utter words. The first sign, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see, this is the benefit of the barakah of not speaking. That Allah now is saying, okay, now there's a vacuum, I'm going to fill the vacuum with my sign. But if you talk, then you have not vacated the space, and I won't come in, because there is a shirk. I need tawheed in order to do what I need to do, so you have to keep quiet. The second story is that of Maryam alayhi salam. She conceives Isa alayhi salam, as you know. And then as she conceives, the angel tells her, "La tukallim al-yawm insiya," that today, after you deliver the baby, the sign will be that you will not speak to any human being. Again, Allah says, don't speak. So Isa alayhi salam, now being a sign of Allah, a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is preceded by his mother not speaking to human beings. Don't speak, remain quiet. Then you'll see Allah's ayah, Allah's signs, Allah's miracles come to you. So as they're seeing Maryam, and she's pregnant, and you know they're asking her, hey, what's going on here, you know. So for Asharat ilayhi, the child is there. So she points to the child. There's no rams here, there's no code here, there's no sign language. She just points to the child. I'm not speaking to a human being because Allah doesn't want me to speak to human beings. She points to the child. So Maryam doesn't speak, right? And as a favor to Maryam and all of mankind, she points to the child, and the child is a baby in a cradle. So Allah makes the child speak on behalf of the mother. So Isa is a child, just born, he's a child. So Allah says, your mother's not talking, so you're going to talk on her behalf. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He says, I am the servant of Allah. I'm not God, I'm the servant of Allah. So this is another sign. Well, she says, إِنِّي نَذَرُتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا. I have taken a vow today for the Rahman that I will fast. Fasting for them in their Sharia was not to speak. So in the previous Sharia, you could not speak if you were fasting. And that's what Maryam did. She fasted and said, I can't talk, I'm fasting. And that's how we see now that human beings sometimes, they don't seem to understand that, you know, they have to follow the line and the methodology and the behavior of the prophets who know how to bring down Allah's attention. Sometimes Allah's attention definitely comes through dua, and dua you have to speak. But there are other times when you don't speak and you remain quiet. Okay. Enough talking, enough texting. We talk through texting, and that's a rams. This is another code. Yeah, which the IT people unfortunately have, you know, created a big fitna for the whole dunya. We just talk and talk, yap, 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 talk, talk. Here, these two great people, Zakaria and Maryam, they brought into creation a supreme creation, one in Yahya. Yahya was so good and so supreme that Allah gave him Nabuwa as a child. وَآتِيْنَا الْحُكْمَ صَبِيًّا. We gave him hukm, authority, jurisdiction as a child. And then Isa alayhi salam did one over him. He spoke as a baby. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. Allah has made me a Nabi. But the mother doesn't speak. So the beneficiary of our taqwa may not be ourselves. The beneficiary of our taqwa may be our progeny. Maybe someone else. And that's when you stop being selfish. If you're always selfish and you think of you, then nothing's happening in the world. And that's probably one of the reasons why we're always lagging behind. Anyway, so that's two miracles that you see. The benefit of not speaking, benefit of soul fasting when you're not speaking. Then you tie it up in a very ingenious way with Ibrahim alayhi salam's story, which comes next. Ibrahim alayhi salam's story, who is the epitome of what we call kalimat, kalimat, words. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبَّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Remember the time when we tested Ibrahim with words, kalimat. They're words, meaning code of conduct, behavior, ethics, morals, and formulae, kalimat, formulae that we gave Ibrahim test to see whether he would understand the formula Allah wants him to understand. They're known as kalima. Kalima means word. The same idea, the same concept of speaking and speech and word and expressing what's in you through words. So Ibrahim, he passed all those tests. And because he passed the test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the Imam of mankind. And as the Imam of mankind, in his progeny, there is who? There is Zakaria, and there is Isa. They are from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So now you connect the idea with words. That Ibrahim was tested with words, meaning formula, and codes, etc. And then he passed that because he understood the word. What is the word? What is Allah saying here? The word may not be spoken. The word may be revealed to the conscious through wahi to Ibrahim alayhi salam. I want you to do this, I want you to do this. So deciphering the word without speaking is now the art of ibadah for the prophets. They understand Allah's now mode and mood, and they do what they understand from Allah's mode and Allah's mood, and they fulfill that. So here we see that in the surah Maryam. Yeah. Maryam, obviously a surah named after a woman in the Quran. The only woman mentioned in the Quran is Maryam. So here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor sometimes come through. Now the idea, I'm trying to wrap this up with the idea of Sawm. Since we're in Ramadan and we have the idea of Sawm and Sawm fasting, the original hukum in Sawm was not to speak. It's called Tark, leaving. So we also have to maybe perhaps not speak so much in Ramadan, except Tasbih, accept the Quran, accept dua, accept Durood Sharif, accept this and that, accept good. So now that's how you're going to now see that Sawm, not fast, not speaking, was the original ibadah of the people of Banu Israel when it came to their fasting. Now our Sharia, alhamdulillah, through Allah's fadl, is a bit more relaxed. And you're saying, yeah, thank God. Yeah. What would we do if we were told to shut up? Yeah, we'd die of absolute boredom, right? But that's not the point. The point is, if you want Allah's rahmah, then perhaps you may want to shut up for 5 minutes. You may want to stop talking. You may want to think of Allah, you may want to read the Tasbih, you may want to read the Durood Sharif, you may want to recite the Ayat of the Quran instead of yapping. You yap the whole year, all your life you're yapping. So in Ramadan, maybe take some pride in the idea that fasting originally meant you don't talk. So let's go back to the roots. Let's go back to the origins of fasting. Let's go back to how others perform their ibadah. Okay, let's minimize. I'm not saying don't talk, which is an impossibility. You can't tell this ummah, especially not to talk, especially in this country where you can't tell an American, you know, be quiet. It doesn't make sense. But you can minimize it. You can definitely minimize it at the time of iftar, at the time of suhoor. Quieten down a bit, make some dua, make some tasbih. See Allah's nur and fadl come down to you as you're breaking fast. Isn't that what's wrong with you? Why can't you visualize it? Why can't you see that? That's what had the Sahaba were. At the time of iftar, they were engaged in dua, engaged in dhikr, engaged in this and that. But we, mashallah, alhamdulillah, the beneficiaries of a comfortable life, I would say. Some of us maybe a luxurious life, wallahu alam. Okay, we need to do some self-restraint and understand fasting has an element of not just stopping to eat and stopping to drink, but there's also an element of stopping to talk also. It's included in the definition of Sawm, at least in the spiritual sense that we just calm down, give your lips a rest. It's okay if you don't talk for 5 minutes. The world will still be here after 5 minutes. You ain't going anywhere. All right, so I mean, that's the nasiha. We see from this surah, from the story of Zakaria, Yahya, the story of Maryam and Isa, alayhi salam, the story of Ibrahim, alayhi salam, where he perfected the words, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ Allah, أَتَمَّهُمْ He perfected, he completed the words. And, you know, then you have to dedicate yourself so that you have a little bit of taqwa in you. To increase your taqwa while you're fasting is a prerequisite, is also something that's very needed. Anyway, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do what pleases Him the most. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to observe our sawm the way we should. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our du'as and all our ibadat. Make it easy for us this Ramadan. آمين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك